And now back to Small Business Heroes, brought to you by TELUS on News Talk Radio 580 CFRA. Here's your host, James Maduke.
7:35, Small Business Heroes. We're back in the studio, and we're joined by Nicholas Newton from Results Incorporated. Now, Nick just told me that he's a creative director and the graphics people get upset at the website. So why don't you tell us exactly what, Nick, welcome to the studio, by the way, and why don't you tell us what the creative director does at Results Incorporated?
Well, that's not the only reason we named me the creative director. I was there first. And what we're trying to do is get the word creative in because that's what we do.
Okay.
So I'm working with small business owners who should be doing better. We want to get them into operational and growth mode. So they can create growth and reduce stress.
Okay, so what we'll do here, we're in the sales and marketing segment. We've got small business owners who are out listening. You're dealing with these people on a daily basis. What do you actually see happening with most of these small businesses?
Well, there's several factors in growing a business that when you start your business, you sometimes miss. One of the most common problems in business is what we call the FTI disease, and that stands for failure to implement. And to illustrate, I ask anyone out there to raise their hand if they've implemented every good idea they've had in the last 6 months. And it is a prime concern to get it done. It's caused by business people not understanding initially that because they set up the business with their talents, and they're absolutely excellent at what they do, technology, they fail to realize that when they get in business, they sometimes have a job, and as it gets busier, they get more and more people to help them do their job. If they do it that way, the business really hasn't got much chance of growing. It's when they understand the difference between doing business and creating a business to do the things they used to do that they start making progress. And what we do is we help them through that process. It's very difficult with egos. With
what? Small business owners?
Absolutely. That's why we get into business. With finding the appropriate staff, all the troubles in doing. A lot of times it's easier. We go back into our cocoon and we don't create as much as we should.
Now, I had read recently that there's different people go into their own business for a number of different reasons. Some people just like it to be a craftsman, for example, and they like doing what they do, and other people want to go public and do all of these wild things. How do you address that, or where does that fit in to where you work with them?
I guess the finding out what the owner wants is very important. If the owner has a concept that they're in there because they want to build a better kitchen cabinet or develop a technology, we've got to be careful that that's where they get into the job basis. If they're working on that basis and not seeking assistance in all the other areas of building the business, they won't be able to build a vehicle to take their particular product out to the market.
Okay, so let's go into that in depth, and let's look at the kitchen cabinet maker, for example. He might have worked for another company, and he decides he's going to go out and do his own. How can you tell when he's kind of stuck or he's going in that wrong direction?
I guess if he or she is in the factory.
Pardon me.
I wasn't correcting you. He or she is in the factory that running around overseeing all the things that he really should be finding someone else to do that supervision. That's when they come to the realization that maybe their talents are better in actually building the business. Unfortunately, most business owners don't have a talent of building a business. Their talents are in doing what they do best. And that's where they should look at outside sources. They look at marketing people. They should look at business developers. They look at, you mentioned, the business development bank for financing and so on. Get outside expertise. Don't be afraid to ask for areas that you need help in.
Okay, so let's say we've got a business and they've identified that, hey, I'm stuck in my business, I'm not working on my business. What's the process that you would suggest that they go through to start really growing it?
Yesterday, some of the things you mentioned earlier about finding out why why their business is unique, what they can do to build the resources around them, what kind of people they want. We call it building a business model. If they can establish and dream what their business should look like in 3 or 5 years, then they establish what resources they need to accomplish that. They can work backwards then. We have an expression, we say, build it and they will come. And what that means, if you build a business model, put the resources in place, it is likely that the sales will arrive. The sales are never really the problem in the business. It's building the vehicle to handle it when it hits the front door.
Okay, so it's back to that foundation that I talked
exactly
about at the start. Now, when you talked about business models, what are some of the small business models? Is there a set small business model that you've run into, or are they all different?
They're all different. It depends on the unique talents of the entrepreneur and how what they need to put in place for their particular products and services.
Okay, so we can't read a book and then just do exactly what it says in the book? Doesn't work that way?
Read the books that say what you should do to build the business. It's all a building technique. It's not the bottle is not what should be there. It's what you can put in place. The other thing I wanted to talk about was making sure that you constantly look for ways to improve the business. It's a proactive activity, not just wait for the phone to ring or an idea to come to you. Work with your team, develop regular, ongoing brainstorming sessions that actually create things.
What did you say, brainstorming?
I say brainstorming because storming is a negative figure, in my opinion. So okay. We like to say soaring because that's what you're doing with the ideas. Thank you for noticing. what happens with that, if you get the team together, we used to call it the power of the team, and you can get some good ideas, some magnificent ideas come out of that.
Now, I recently heard an idea called, don't get sucked in or don't get hit by the idea avalanche, where you're a small business and you've got 1,000 great ideas and you don't implement them because there's too many. So how would you address that, or how would you suggest that gets addressed?
That's primarily the cause of the failure to implement, because you just don't have time. You have to set up the system or the process to handle those ideas. It's just like a manufacturing concern. You've got 100 units being manufactured, 100 ideas, you've got to sort them, work with them. You've got to identify which ones are good. You can do that by using all of your resources as well as the idea generations that the individuals can come up with.
Okay, so it sounds the word process keeps on coming up here. So that seems to be the key then.
Results systems.
Okay. Sure. So we've got small business owners who are out listing and they might be going, man, I'm working too long. I'm working too hard. I can't grow it. What are three things that you could tell them or three action items that they could take right away to get going on the right track?
The first one, I guess we've mentioned several times, is to combat the failure to implement disease. Set up the process. Understand that we're all procrastinators and work on it. Just continually put in place the things you should have. If you can't do it or won't do it, get somebody else in the organization to do it. The second one that I would work with is that the business person should understand the difference between going to work to do a job and building a business to do the things that they used to do. And I use that deliberately, do the things that they used to do, because if they don't set up in a business at the end of their career, they'll have nothing to sell. Business can be passed on if the owner has understood that and gets the business to operate with on its own without him. The final one I talk about is the little things. Let's continuously think of ideas and don't be afraid if it's only a small one. The expression is it's better to do 100 little things 1% better than to do one 100% better.
Okay.
So you can sneak up on the competition and we'll see you coming.
That's great. Those are three great tips, and thank you very much for those. If someone wanted to find out more about Result Systems, where would they go?
Our website is Result Systems. That's Result with one S in the middle, one at the end, systems.com. And our telephone number in Ottawa is 230-1022.
Great. Well, we've been joined in the studio by Nick Newton, and again, I want to thank you. I always have a sales and marketing bent on it, so thank you very much. I appreciate you for coming today. We're going to be back shortly with The Printer Doctor in the technology segment, all things printer. We're going to find out exactly what you need to know and have when it comes to printing supplies, machines in your office. So please stay tuned for that. We'll also have a draw at the beginning of that section. So again, stay tuned. You're listening to Small Business Heroes. This is James Maduk speaking, and you're listening to News Talk Radio 580 CFRA. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Small Business Heroes on 580 CFRA's Business at Night, brought to you in part by the Entrepreneurship Center, CompuSmart, and the Business Development Bank of Canada.